You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it is time for a rant. Now, as we all know, this election has definitely brought out the worst of the worst in a lot of people. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, I want to lay the groundwork for this particular rant. And that's going to be the 15th Amendment and black men getting the right to vote. However, that right to vote came with a lot of strife and outright violence. See, what's going on today is mental violence directed toward black men. Men overall, but particularly black men. Now, we all seen the speeches from the Obamas, and I said, and a lot of other black content creators also said, that if the Democrats keep going, if they keep kicking men, if they keep pushing us, that there were going to be men across the board, but black men in particular, who will vote for Trump and the Republicans purely out of spite, out of anger. Hence the title to this video, Spite Gang 2024. Now, I'm going to lay the groundwork as to why I ended up saying, you know what? I'm no longer going to be a member of Couch Gang. Personally, I had every intention on sitting this out. However, the antics, the things that have been said, no, I finally reached an explosive point. And I'm going to tell you why I got to that point. Let's start with the Obamas. Barack Obama. You guys know I mentioned him in a video. That absolutely despicable display that he put on in that polling place that already had a bunch of weak, spineless black men there. He knew the type of black men to talk to, because if he would have went to the streets, yeah, he would have gotten told about himself. But I noticed a stark difference. One thing that I picked up that really kind of got under my collar. Now, his finger wagging or trying to be a shot caller, that got me angry. It did get me angry. However, Michelle Obama, her speech, the pure, unfiltered misandry that she got up there and spouted, oh, that made my blood boil. However, if you notice, there was a huge, almost instant backlash against a Barack. However, there was little to no backlash against Michelle. Yeah. Then you got all the Boulay plantation ninjas crashing out. A BET Black Men Summit. That was one of the absolute weakest displays of Black men that I had ever seen. That added more fuel to the fire. Joe Biden comes out of his mouth and says, Trump supporters are garbage. Yeah. Now, for all of you non-Black Trump supporters, when he said that you were garbage, that was the equivalent of what he said to Charlemagne. If you have a problem with figuring out whether if you want to vote for me or for Trump, you ain't Black. So yeah, for you non-Black Trump supporters, that was your you ain't Black moment. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot of white men were not happy with that. They felt just like us Black men, completely and totally disrespected. But see, disrespect comes par for the course for us Black men. For you white men, yeah, that's something that you're not used to. And unfortunately, a lot of you don't know how to handle it. But that's another topic for another time. However, Anton Daniels did a reaction to a Black woman who literally said out of her mouth, she doesn't care if Black men who don't vote for the Democrats end up being hung from trees. Yeah, she said that. That right there set me off. Now, that particular Black woman, her level of hatred for Black men is so complete that I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I hope she gets what's coming to her. Determine that how you will. But women like that, Black men should never help. However, unfortunately, there is something mentally wrong with the vast majority of us Black men to where we will accept disrespect. However, I also broke that down in my previous voter suppression video, where I talked about how the big secret in the American Black community is Black men understand that Black women have a monopoly on proxy violence by law enforcement. That's why the American Black man is so weak, because they know, oh, if I upset the Black woman, she's going to call the white man on me. And Black women have made it crystal clear that they have zero problems doing so. But when she said that, yeah, I was damn near ready to explode. But I decided, you know what? Let's take a look in history, because I like history. And we all know those who do not learn from history are often doomed to repeat it. Yeah, go back to my video about voter suppression. And yes, Black people were originally Republicans. Once again, history that has been intentionally kept away from Black people. Now, I want to share with you a bit of history that I guarantee the vast majority of Black people do not know about. Now, we always want to talk about Black Wall Street and Tulsa. Yes, that was bad. However, this particular event was dubbed the bloodiest day in political American history. And what am I going to talk about briefly? The Ocoee Massacre. Yeah, I'm going to leave the link to the Wikipedia page in the description box. The Ocoee Massacre was a mass racial violence event that saw a white mob attack numerous African-American residents in the northern parts of Ocoee, Florida, a town located in Orange County near Orlando. Ocoee was home to 255 African-American residents and 560 white residents, according to the 1920 census. The massacre took place on November 2nd, 1920, the day of the U.S. presidential election, leaving a lasting political but also community impact. 1920. By then, the 15th Amendment had already been well established. By most estimates, a total of 30 to 80 Black people were killed during what was considered to be, quote unquote, the single bloodiest day in modern political American political history. Yeah. See, if that Black woman who said that actually knew about history, she would not have said that. The attack was intended to prevent Black citizens from voting. Poll taxes, which was a way that was meant to keep Black people from voting, had been imposed as a de facto disenfranchisement in Florida since the beginning of the 20th century. In Ocoee and across the state, various Black organizations had been conducting voter registration drives for a year. In Orange County, as well as the rest of Florida, had been, quote unquote, politically dominated by Southern white Democrats, also known as Dixiecrats. Since the end of Reconstruction, in the weeks leading up to the presidential election of 1920, African Americans throughout the South were registering to vote in record numbers. At the same time, the KKK had established new chapters since 1915. 3 weeks before Election Day, the KKK threatened African American communities that, quote unquote, not a single Negro would be permitted to vote. Judge John Moses Chaney, a Republican running for the United States Senate from Florida, participated actively in the campaign to register African Americans to vote in Florida. As a lawyer, he had represented African American clients during the segregation era. Moose Norman and July Perry, both prosperous African American landowners in Ocoee, led the local voter registration efforts in Orange County, paying the poll tax for those who could not afford it. In an effort to preserve white one-party rule, the KKK marched in full regalia through the streets of Jacksonville, Daytona, and Orlando to intimidate opponents. Because African Americans had supported the Republican Party since Reconstruction, the KKK threatened Judge Chaney prior to the election. Now I'm going to skip down because, unfortunately, July Perry met a horrific demise. And I'm going to talk about what they did to him after. July Perry's body was found, quote unquote, riddled with bullets and swinging from a telephone post, excuse me, from the highway. According to the Chicago Defender, his body was left near a sign reading, quote unquote, "This is what we do to ninjas, hard ER, that vote." Another source said he was hanged near the home of a judge who supported the black voter franchise. Yeah. Yeah. Now, in reading that, yeah, I said, you know what? Fuck it. How am I going to quell my anger? So yesterday, after I finished doing my runs for DoorDash, and, you know, the old job called me in for a run, I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and find a polling office. Found one close to my place. They had early registration and early voting. So I went there, registered, and I cast my vote. Trump, Vance, but I didn't stop there. Every single Republican that was going for an office, I voted for. There was one position that only a Democrat put in for, I left it blank. If I am ever to participate in any election moving forward, I will vote Republican. Pure and simple. So yes, yesterday I officially became a member of Spite Gang 2024. Yeah, the outright literal violence that was committed against black men in the past who wanted to vote. Now notice, it wasn't about voting Republican or Democrat. It was about voting, period. But now you have the modern day mental violence committed toward black men, saying, if you don't vote for the Democrats, you know, something wrong with you. We're going to shame you. I'm on my Mike Tyson now. When Mike Tyson was asked if he was going to vote for Trump, he said, yeah. And then he said, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, exactly. I can't wait for people after this election to get on social media, Facebook, whatever, and say, well, if you voted for Trump, unfriend me. Cool. Cool. I'll let the garbage expose itself. That way I can go ahead and get rid of it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article about the Okwe massacre. Let me know what you guys think. If you're still a member of Couch Gang, hey, that is completely and totally your choice. If you decide to go with hashtag Spite Gang, once again, that is completely and totally your choice. Me, hey, I tried to remain neutral, but this year I was sent over the edge and I chose a side. Hey, what more can I say? What more can I truly say? Yeah. And for you liberals out there who think so little of men who decide not to go with you, especially black men, you need to understand something. The political power you think you have, that's going to go out. We all know that the liberals are the feminist party. And guess what? The power that they think they have, that's going out too. Because guess what? More and more men are waking up. More and more women are waking up too. And guess what? We're saying, nah, we don't want this anymore. We don't want what you have to sell, We're not buying it. And guess what? We're going to try to live better lives. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.